There we go. Hey, it's good to see everybody here tonight. Here's what we're going to do. I told all of y'all when we're over there that I was going to speak. And if y'all kept your word, those of you adults that weren't over there, I'm going to tell you real quick. They made me two promises. They promised that, sorry, I got a cough drop that I can't get. There it goes. They promised that they would sit still and not talk to your friends around you. And number two, you would not get up and go to the bathroom. And if you did those two things, then I would do two things. That I would tell some funny stories and keep your attention. And number two, that I would preach short. Oh, y'all remember that, don't you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adults are going, there's no way. No way a preacher's going to preach short. And yes, you have to when you got these munchkins up here. And then like attention span and like all over bouncing around. So we got to be real. There it is. Okay. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, while you're turning there, I'm going to pray, and then we'll get started. Let's pray. Father, thank you for a church that loves people and cares about people. And God just reaches out to the community. And I pray, Father, that you just help me tonight make this simple and clear. But God, that you would draw people to yourself, that your Holy Spirit would convict of sin and of your righteousness. And God, that you would move. Thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When I was growing up as a kid, I told the church Sunday, we didn't go to church much. And so, you know, when we show up and stuff, I'm 4 years old, I'm 5 years old, I'm bouncing off the wall, I'm playing tic-tac-toe, I'm doing all kinds of stuff. I can't, you know, focus and stuff. But well, here's what would happen. No matter what I was doing in church, no matter what was going on, you know, we don't go once or twice a year. And we're always sitting in the back. And when we did, all of a sudden, our pastor would get up, and no matter what I was doing, he'd get my attention. Because he'd get up and he'd say, "Dearly beloved, we're about to take up an offering to God." Now, I can't talk like him, okay? But he had this big, deep, booming voice. And he sounded like James Earl Jones. Hey, kids, that's Darth Vader. Darth Vader. You know, without the...
"Luke, I am your father."
Without that, okay, that is, it sounded just like him.
"Yes, he did."
You know what I'm talking about? So he would do that, and all of a sudden I'd focus on him. And he'd say, "We'll take up offering to give God." Then all of a sudden, all these men, these dark suits, would come forward, look like hitmen for the mafia. And they'd come up there and they'd just boom, 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 stand right up here. And then they'd get these gold cereal bowls. All right. Now, y'all, this church has silver bowls. Cereal bowls. Yeah. So we had gold cereal bowls. And they have silver ones. But then all these men would get one of these cereal bowls. And, dude, as a 4 or 5 year old, I'm getting fired up. I'm thinking, we're about to eat some, like, Fruity Pebbles in church. I'm getting excited. And so then every one of them would get a cereal bowl. Then they'd pray. And I'm thinking, as a 4 or 5 year old, you know, don't go to church much. I think, okay, I've seen people pray over the food. So here it comes. So they pray, and then they take them cereal bowls, and they pass it down the aisle. And I'm thinking, here it comes. About to give me some Fruity Pebbles. Come on. And when it gets down to my, guess what? No Fruity Pebbles in my bowl. None. Now, you know what was in there? Money. Money. And so here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, man, this church is so poor, they don't even have enough money for cereal. And so now we're taking up a collection, and every year that I come to church, I'm on the wrong week. I come on the week to take up money for cereal, and I don't get to eat the cereal. And I was upset, man. And so then what happened is all these dudes, they'd get the gold cereal bowls and stuff, and they'd get them back, and then they'd all gather at the back. And then one dude would take all the gold cereal bowls. They'd all stack them all up on top, and then all the other mafia men would go sit down, and then the head cereal bowl dude would go, and there was a door in the back. He'd go in that door, he'd go in that room, he'd disappear. So then we'd get up and start singing again. And my little mind's going 9 to nothing. I'm thinking, what's he doing with the cereal bowls? What's he doing with the cereal bowls? Okay, what did the pastor say? Pastor said, give money to God? Okay, give money to God. Okay, I know God's not back in that room. Okay, God's in heaven. Okay, so they're going to get that money to God in heaven. So how are they going to get that money to God in heaven? My little mind's just spinning, wheels turning. And so you know what I thought? Here's what I thought. You know when you go through the drive-thru at the bank? And your mom and dad's with you, you know, and your mom and dad take that little thing in the little container, and they put it like this, and they hit the little button, and they go, shoop. I thought in our church, we had one of them gigantic clear tubes. And I thought they just took all the cereal bowls and just set it in there, and they closed the door, and it goes shoop, straight through the ceiling to heaven to God. That was the only way I could think of they'd get that money to God. So I would wear my mom out during church. Mom, I want to go see the clear tube. I want to go see the clear tube. I want to see the clear tube. Boy, what are you talking about? Mom, that clear tube that's in that back room. Boy, there ain't no clear tube in the back room. Yes, sir, there's a clear tube in that back room. I'm going to go see that clear tube. And finally, she said, what are you talking about? And I said, Mom, they put the gold cereal bowls in that clear tube, and I want to see how they got that clear tube to heaven. I want to see it. She said, boy. And then she'd have to sit me down and explain to me what it meant and all that kind of stuff. But here's what it did. It taught me a very valuable lesson as a preacher. And here's what it taught me. A lot of times in church, we use these religious words all the time that we think everybody understands what they mean. But they don't. So here's what we're going to do tonight. Tonight, we're going to look in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. We're going to look at three religious words we use in church all the time. And these three words are going to explain to us how we can get to heaven when we die. Y'all good with that? Okay. Here we go. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. The Bible says this. For it is by grace you have been saved. There's the first word I was looking at is the word grace. What does grace mean? How about this? Hang on a second. How about this? Grace means getting something we don't deserve for nothing. Got that? Grace is getting something we don't deserve for nothing. Case in point, I'll show you what I'm talking about. How many of you, your parents have already said this to you this year? If you're a good boy or good girl this year, Santa Claus will bring you something. Raise your hand. We're in the month of January right now, and your parents have already said that to you. Go ahead and raise your hand if your spouse has said that to you. Steve, you know that your wife has said that to you. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Mine said that to me. All right, now let me ask you a question. Look right here. Look right here. How many of y'all get Christmas presents underneath the tree Christmas time? All right. Did you deserve those Christmas presents? No. Yes. What are you talking about? Boy, no, the deal was you're supposed to be good all year long. You weren't good today. And you still get the Christmas presents. Did you deserve them? No. That is grace. You are getting something you don't deserve for nothing. Hey, guarantee you this. None of y'all went to the mall. None of y'all went to the mall. Went up there, sat in Santa Claus' lap, said, hey, Santa, I got a 20 for you. Bring me something good. None of y'all paid Santa Claus for your stuff? No. See, that's grace. You got something you don't deserve for nothing. All right? Show you another case in point what I'm talking about what grace is. I shared with the church on Sunday that I was 3 years old, and my little brother Alan was one, and my mom was divorced. And we were living with my grandparents. And my mom finally got the courage to start dating and stuff. And she went, when she finally got the courage, she went down to this country and western 2-7 bar. And she went down there, and she met this guy named Jamie. And Jamie and my mom started going out. They started dating. And Jamie would come over to the house, and he'd play with me and Big Al and all that kind of stuff. He'd bring us football or something, play football, kind of just like bounce off of Big Al, you know, because he's just one. But he'd, you know, take us fishing or something. Finally, one day, Jamie asked my mom, Sandra, to marry him. And she said yes. So they got married. So as soon as they got married, Jamie put into legal procedures to adopt me and adopt my brother Alan as his own sons. So my name changed from Ronnie McGahey. Thank you, Jesus. And if your name's McGahey, not slamming on your name, it's just easier for a three-year-old to spell Hill. H-I-L-L. That's it, you know. So my name changed from Ronnie McGahey to Ronnie Hill because Jamie's last name was Hill. And he adopted me as his own son. Did I deserve that? No. That's grace. That's 3 years old. What could I do to pay him back? He put a roof over my head. He put clothes on my back. He put food in my stomach. I couldn't pay him back. I was 3 years old. I couldn't have a full-time job. I couldn't mow yards. My little legs couldn't push the lawnmower. I couldn't do that. I couldn't pay him back. And I got a dad who took care of me, who adopted me. Guess what? That's what God wants to do for you tonight. God wants to adopt you as his own son or own daughter. Do you deserve it? No. It's grace. And that's what God wants to do for you. Now, let me tell you this. Students, look at me real quick. I got to tell you this. This is kind of like a tongue-in-cheek thing. What that means is I'm kind of serious about it, but I'm kind of not. But I really am. I probably love my dad, Jamie, who adopted me as his own son. I probably love my dad, Jamie, more than a lot of you do, your own biological parents. You know why? Because when you were born, they're stuck with you. They couldn't say, no, doc, don't like that one. Put that one back. Give me another one. They couldn't do that. They're like, there it is. Couldn't do anything about it. No, but see, my dad chose me. My dad saw all the junk and all the mess. He'd see me and my big Al brother, little brother. He'd see us fight and fuss and all that kind of stuff. He'd see big Al messing his pants. Even though he saw all the bad stuff about us, he still loved us enough to adopt us as his own sons. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says God's the same way in Romans 5:8. But God showed his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That means even though Jesus knew all your junk, all your sin, all the stuff, adults, every skeleton in your closet, even though he knew all the junk, he still loved you enough to adopt you as his own son or own daughter. Do we deserve that? No. That's grace. And that's what God wants to do for you. He wants to adopt you tonight. Now, that's the first word. Amen. That's good. That's God's stuff. That's what God's done for us. That's what he wants to do for you. Now let's look at the second word. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says this, for it is by grace you have been saved. Man, there's that word saved. I'm going to tell you something. Look right here. You go to a church, you're going to hear the word saved a lot. You go to a Baptist church, you're going to hear the word saved a whole lot. And here's the thing about Baptists, especially Southern Baptists. Southern Baptists cannot say the word saved like normal people. Normal people could just walk up and say, excuse me, is that seat saved? That would be a normal person. Not Southern Baptists. Southern Baptists kind of cock their head over to the side. They talk out the side of the mouth. And they say the word saved. I'm saved. Are you saved? Is that seat saved? I don't know, but I'm saved. Do you say anything saved? What do they mean by saved? I always walk around. Are you saved? Are you saved? I'm saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm saved. Do you know what? They even have hymnals. Do y'all have a hymnal in your pew right now? Jerry, are there hymnals? Do you know that they even have a song in that hymn book? The title of the song is Saved, Saved, Saved. Not once, three times. Can I get a witness, Jerry? Is that right? Saved, three times. What do they mean by saved? I always walk around saved. What do they mean by that? All right, watch this. Students, look at me. Look at me. This is very important for you to hear. Because if you don't hear this, you're going to freak out. So look at me. What I'm about to say, this story, this illustration, is pretend. It's pretend. What I'm about to say, this illustration I'm about to tell you, is pretend. Okay? So nobody freak out. Okay? Okay. Shh. Look right here. Let's pretend this building caught on fire. I'm pretending. Let's pretend. So let's pretend the building caught on fire. Well, if the building caught on fire, all of you really would be freaking out. And by the way, it has happened to me three times where the building actually caught on fire. During the service. Yeah, I'm not talking about like the fire of God fell. Hallelujah, glory to God. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it literally caught on fire. Caught on fire. One time it was in Jackson, Tennessee. Church run about 1,500 on TV, okay? On a Sunday morning, choir is singing their special. Big, huge choir. couple hundred people singing the choir special. Church caught on fire. Alarms going off, okay? Do you understand? We want to get up. But the choir won't stop singing. And it's like, you don't want to be rude to the choir, but you also you don't want to burn up, you know? And so you're kind of like, would y'all please be quiet? We got to get out of here, you know? But they won't quit singing. So finally, somebody got the fire put out, turned the alarms off. Everything's good. Second time was in Kansas. I was in Kansas, no joke, church caught on fire. Not spiritual, literal. It caught on fire. So we dismissed the congregation, got the fire put out, came back in. I gave another invitation. We had three more people saved. So you just better know, where you're going, is all I'm saying. So, all right, let's do this. So let's pretend this building's caught on fire. So if the building caught on fire, all y'all be freaking out. Y'all be running out that exit and stuff. I'm up here. I'm in a Baptist church. So guess what? I don't even have to look behind me, and I know there's a tub of water up there. So I'm thinking about jumping in that water because that's the safest place to be in a burning building. So as I'm thinking about, can I make it up over that glass? As I'm thinking about that, about this time, little sweetie right here, what's your name? Alana, would you do me a favor? Would you stand up? No, stand up so everybody can see you. Stand up here. Get up there on that deal right there. Stand over there. Alana, would you wave at everybody? No. Do that little cup your hand like this right here. Cup it. All right, up here. Now just twist it. Twist it. Yeah, there you go. Wait. Hey, Alana, wave at your people over here. Right over here. Alana, don't forget, you got people back there. Right there. Alana, right over here. Right over here. All these people. Wave at them. Come on, Alana. There you go. She's like, oh, there it is. Giving you just one little side wave thing. Okay, Miss Alana, how old are you?
8.
8 years old. Miss Alana, how tall do you think you are?
No.
About 3 foot? 3 foot something? Okay, Miss Alana, what?
Sure.
Miss Alana, all 3 foot something, she's down here. Which is a good thing in a burning building, okay? Because we're in a burning building. So this thing is coming down. I mean, I'm talking about these chandeliers, poof, poof, like torpedoes. Fires, sprinklers, not coming out. So, because there are none. So we are going to burn up quick. It's all wood up there. This thing is coming down. Do y'all understand that? So poof, poof, all this. Miss Alana, she, with her little legs, starts tinkle, 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 tinkle. She's running. She can see because she's down here. Smoke's up here. She's running here. Tinkle, 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 tinkle. About time. Bob, come here, Bob. Bob, would you stand? Bob, how tall are you?
6'1".
6'1". Bob, did you play sports?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
Basketball.
What position?
Center.
So you used to like boxing out and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So Bob, burning building. Bob's like, he's catching, like, stuff, beams coming down, just throwing it down. So he starts grabbing his family, just rakes them up one arm. He just starts, about this time, little Alana, tinkle, 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 tinkle. Bob can't see her, though, because why? Smoke rises. So smoke's all up around his grill up in here. He can't even see where he's going. About this time, Miss Alana runs underneath his feet, splat, steps on both the little legs. Breaks both her legs. She is laying on the ground. Bob is out. He just thought it was a pew cushion. He didn't know. Bob is out of the door. Okay, Bob, you can sit down now. All right, so Miss Alana is laying on the floor. Little legs broken, just a kicking. She's trying to get out of here. Just little arms just dragging like a little caterpillar. She's not going nowhere. And she looks up and she sees me. She says, "Right." Because nobody else is in here. I'm on one. Because I can't decide if I can make that. So, she's running. Would you please help me? Some tall man stepped on both my legs. And now I can't walk. I go, no problem, Miss Alana. I go down there, pick her up, throw her on my shoulder, go outside, throw her down the parking lot. No. Gently lay her little bitty head down the parking lot. By this time, volunteer fire show up. They come up here, throw an oxygen mask on her face. She begins to breathe. She is then what? Saved. She is rescued from a burning building. Hey, guess what? Shh, listen, look right here. That's what God wants to do for you. God wants to save you. He wants to rescue you from a real place called hell. Do we deserve it? No. That's what? Grace. Y'all give Miss Alana a hand. Give Mr. Bob a hand. Thank you. You can sit down. There you go, sweetie. Thank you. All right, now listen. Here's what we want to do. One more time. Same illustration. Adults, just hang on with me. Okay, hang on. One more time. Burning building is coming down. All right. These torpedoes all over the place. No sprinklers. This thing's coming down. About this time, Miss Alana. Tinkle, 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 tinkle. Bob. Splat. Steps on both her legs. Breaks her legs. Just a kicking. She's laying right there. Just kick. Bob's out the door. She's laying in the aisle right there. I'm thinking, I got to get her. I got to go. So I go down to get her. I said, here, Miss Alana, let me help you. What did she say? No. Don't you touch me. But Miss Alana, if you don't let me get you, you're going to burn. I mean, you're not going nowhere. Let's go. You got two broke legs. Come on, let's go. She goes, no. I am woman. Hear me roar. Okay. I go outside. Volunteer fireman comes to me. Hey, you last one in there? Nope. How many more? One. Well, who is it? Oh, little girl named Alana. She's about that tall. She's in there, right in there, like a little caterpillar, just a little leg, just a kick. And she, well, let's go get her. Oh, no, you better not. She don't need our help. She can do it on her own. I know what y'all sitting there thinking. Ronnie, that is a ridiculous illustration. There is no way anybody in their right mind with two broke legs that's 3 foot tall would not let you rescue them out of there. Hey, you're exactly right. But did you hear the key phrase? Nobody in their right mind would do that. But that's exactly what you do to Jesus. Jesus wants to rescue. He wants to save you from a real place called hell. And you go, no, God, I got this. Hey, God, I got this. I don't need your help. I got it. I can get to heaven on my own. As crazy as it would be for you to say that, as it would be for her to say that to me, that's how crazy it is for you to say that to a holy, righteous God. Hey, you don't got this. There's no way you can get this, get to heaven on your own. No way. Because you know what the Bible says? For it is by grace you've been saved. It's a gift. You can't get to heaven on your own. Not by good works. You said, then how can I get to heaven, Ronnie? Here it is. Last word and we're done. Ready? Verse 8, for it is by grace you have been saved. How? How are you saved? How are you rescued? Through faith. Did you see that? And listen, I don't care if you have a Catholic Bible. I don't care if you got a Protestant Bible. Bust open that Catholic Bible. Give it to me. I'll preach out of you, Catholic Bible. Because here's what it says. It says in verse 8 and 9. It says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. You cannot be good enough to go to heaven. You cannot go to church enough to go to heaven. You cannot get baptized enough to get to heaven. The only way you can get to heaven is not by your works. It's not by your good deeds. It's by faith in Jesus. That's it. You say, how? What's that mean? All right, last illustration. We're done. When I saw y'all coming in, I was watching a bunch of y'all come in. I did not see anybody walk up to the pew and go,
That's made out of wood. I don't know if that thing's going to hold me up. There might be some termites in there. Hey, Ethel, go to my truck. Get my toolbox. I need to do a little test on this thing, see if this thing's going to hold me up. Might be some termites in this thing before I sit down. No, nobody did that. You know what you did? Bunch of y'all walked in here looking around like, who is that? I don't know. Somebody got my seat. Y'all looking around doing all that stuff? And then when you know what you did? Didn't even look at your seat. You just plopped in your seat. Hey, guess what? That's faith. You had faith that pew was going to hold you up. Your chair was going to hold you up. That's what it means to put your faith in Jesus. You are plopping your life in his hands. You're saying, God, I can't save myself. I can't rescue myself. So, God, you got to do it. You know the way God did it? Here's the way God did it.
He sent his son Jesus out of heaven down this earth to die on a cross to pay for your sins. And if you're willing to invite Christ to come to your life, you're willing to say, God, I've messed up, I've blown it. Would you please come into my life and save me and change me? He'll do it right here tonight. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that in just a second. And hey, students, y'all been awesome. I need you to do me a favor. Can you sit up in your chair real quick, in your pew? Sit up, put your back up against there, and then face straight forward. I got to say one more thing, and we're done. Adults, I know you love your kids. I love my boy. He's 11 years old. I love him. I will do whatever I can for that boy. I'm talking about, I know how you like to give good presents for your kids, whether it's Christmas presents, whether it's birthday presents. You want to give them a good education. You want all the best. You want them to have the best in sports and all that kind of stuff. Hey, but you want me to tell you something, parents? Do you want me to tell you something, what your student, your son, your daughter, you want me to tell you what they need more than anything? They don't need good presents. They don't need good education. Here's what they need. They need a mama and a daddy who loves Jesus. That's what they need more than anything. Because listen, hey, think about this, adults. If you put your worth in your kids about playing ball, what happens if they tear their ACL? What if they tear their MCL? And then boom, they're out. So what does that say to them? Then I'm not worth anything. Even if they make it professional, let's say they made the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball, they made any of those. By the time they're 30, they're washed up, they're done. So then what happens to them then? No, you may tell you what statistics say. Statistics say this, 90% of the time, however daddy goes, that's how the kids go. Daddy loves Jesus, kids will love Jesus. Daddy don't love Jesus, kids won't love Jesus 90% of the time. You really love your kids? You want to see them later on? You want to see them in heaven? Then here's the deal. You give them a daddy, you give them a mama who loves Jesus and shows it to them, reads the Bible for them, prays for them every night. That's what they need. So here's what we're going to do. In just a minute, I'm going to give you an opportunity, whether you're mom or dad, whether you're a grandparent, whether you're a student, if you've never invited Christ to come to your life, you've never plopped your life in his hands and you'd like to, I'm going to give you an opportunity right where you're seated. And we're going to pray a prayer and it's going to go something like this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. And I know I've messed up. And I want to ask you to forgive me my sins. And God, I turn from my sins and I want to invite you to come into my life to be my boss, my Lord, and my Savior. If you've never done that before and you'd like to, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that right now. Can you do me a favor? Can you bow your heads and close your eyes, please? With heads bowed, eyes closed, no one getting up, nobody leaving, give me 2 minutes. With heads bowed, eyes closed, you say, Ronnie, I've never done that before. I've never given my life to Jesus. I've never invited him into my heart to be my boss, my Lord, my Savior. If you'd like to do that right now, then you pray this prayer with me right now. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. And I know I've messed up. And I want to ask you to forgive me of my sins. And God, I turn from my sins. And I invite you into my life to be my boss and my Lord and my best friend. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. And thank you for saving me, Lord Jesus. Now with heads bowed and eyes closed, no one's looking around. If you're here right now and you say, Ronnie, that's me. I just prayed that prayer. I invited Jesus to come into my life. If you just pray that prayer, whether you're an adult, whether you're a couple, whether you're a student, whether you're a single adult, grandparent, whether you're a member of this church or whether you're a guest, if you just prayed that prayer with me, would just those of you that prayed that prayer, would you just keep looking up at me just for a second? Just look up and say, Ronnie, that's me. Yes, ma'am. Got you ladies here, here. All you guys on the front row here, here, here. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else back here? Over here on this side? Yes, ma'am. Got you, buddy. Anybody else on this side? Yes, sir. Got you ladies here. You guys here. This whole row here. This row here. Yes, sir. Got you guys down here. Are you all right? Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Got you. All right. Got you, buddy. Got you, buddy. All right. Those of you that prayed that prayer, would just those of you that prayed that prayer, just keep your head up just for a second. I just want to share with you something from God's word. Just those that pray the prayer. I want you to know this. according to what the Bible says, all of you that just prayed and invited Jesus to come to your heart, he just came into your life and he's forgiven you of everything you've ever done. He's given you the greatest gift you could ever receive. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is better than any Christmas present, better than any birthday present. This is the best present of all because this present lasts forever. So all of you that just invited Jesus to come to your life, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you, what the Bible says. And when you die, you're going to get to go to heaven. That's awesome. But not only are you going to get to go to heaven, he's come to live in you right now and be with you every step of the way. So you say, okay, so what am I supposed to do now? You're supposed to let everybody know. You're not to be ashamed of him. Every person that Jesus called out in the Bible to be his follower, to be his disciple, he called them out publicly. That means out in the open, letting everybody know. You say, okay, so how do I do that? Here's what we're going to do. In just a second, we're going to stand with heads bowed and eyes closed. When we stand, I'm going to pray. When I say amen, they're going to sing one verse. It's going to last about 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. And all of you that prayed and invited Jesus to come to your heart, whether you're a parent, student, adult, whoever, when we stand, I pray, I say amen. I want you to get out of your seat in just a minute. As soon as I say amen, get out of your seat, come forward, stand right down here at the front facing me. Because you're taking a stand, letting everybody know that you're now a follower of Christ. And once you get up here, I'm going to pray for you. Then I'm going to dismiss you to the side. Then we're going to get some information. We're going to give it to you. And we're also, if you don't have a Bible, we're going to try to get everybody a Bible. If we run out, we'll have to get some more. But I'm excited for you because, see, you start a journey with God, getting to know him and loving him from right here on, okay? So when we stand, I pray, I say amen. You step out and come. And you say, well, Ronnie, I go to another church on a regular basis. Then, man, we're not trying to steal you. You coming to down here at the front tonight, that's not saying you're coming to join this church. You're letting everybody know you're a follower of Christ. If you go somewhere to a church on a regular basis, man, go back to your church after this is over with. We're excited for you. If you don't go anywhere and you'd like to be a part of here, we'd love to have you here. But you're coming tonight to say, I'm now a follower of Jesus, okay? So when we stand, I pray, I say amen. Those of you that prayed that prayer, get out of your seat and come and stand right down here at the front, okay? And those of you that are counselors, y'all hang back, and I'll tell y'all what to do in just a second. Can you do me a favor? Can we all please stand now with heads bowed and eyes closed? Heads bowed, eyes closed. As soon as I say amen, you step out and come. And, hey, parents, adults, grandparents, don't let Satan lie to you and think, oh, well, that's just for kids. No, it's for everybody in this place. There's just more of them here tonight than us. You need to take a stand because Jesus said we're to come just like they do. All right, so when I say amen, you step out and come. Let's pray. Father, thank you for those that trust as their Lord and Savior. Give them the courage to take a stand for you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As they sing, you come on right now.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Can y'all come and just see if you can get over here? Come through here. Come down this way. Come on right down here. Thank you. Keep coming. Keep coming right through. Come on down this way. These guys over here, y'all come feel this way if you don't mind. Can y'all come on and scoot in?
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great
is our God. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I want to pray for you real quick. And when I get through praying for you, we're going to dismiss. We're going to go, I'm going to send y'all back to the where we ate pizza tonight. We're going to go in that room. Here's what I want to do, whether you're an adult, whether you're a student. I want you to know I'm proud of you. I mean, it took courage to take a stand in here for Jesus. Now, here's what I want you to do for me, okay? Listen, when we go back there, encouragers, you're going to need, how many encouragers do I have here tonight? Would you raise your hand? We're going to need at least 5 to 10 people per encourager, okay? Try at least 5, and let's see what happens from there, okay? Hey, do me a favor. Look at me real quick. I'm going to pray for you. and then we're going to go back there. But I need you to do me a favor. If you are second grade and under, would y'all, on the second grade and under, would y'all make sure that we do a check the right top corner? No, I'll tell you what, we do the left top corner just so we can follow up on them, talk to them some more, and make sure they understand what they're doing, okay? Do me a favor. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all these that trust you, Lord and Savior. God, help the counselors right now when they're talking to them. Make sure that they understand what they're doing. Thank you for the parents. Thank you for the adults that have come forward and given their heart to you. God, I pray that you use them and their family for the glory of God, for your kingdom. Protect them from Satan, from the enemy attacking them and lying to them. And just bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would y'all do me a favor? Y'all grab a seat. You keep playing. And could Bob, could you lead them out? Y'all turn around this way, guys. Look right here. Follow him. You're going to be back here in the back just for a second, and then we're going to come back in here, okay? You're not going to miss out on anything. Shh, 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 shh. Those of y'all sitting out there, hang on just a second. Turn around, follow him real quick. Thank you. Hey, second grade and under. Hey, second grade and under. Do me a favor. Would you all second grade and under, y'all just come back and sit back down right here. And if you pray that prayer, come talk to me after church. All second grade and under, come talk to me after church. Everybody else go this direction. Okay? Second grade and under, come talk to me after church if you prayed that prayer. Everybody else come this way. Go this direction. Go that direction. Hey, second grade and under, do me a favor. Look right here. If you came forward tonight and you prayed that prayer, would you do me a favor? Second grade and under, y'all come back and sit back in your seats. And what I'll do is I want to talk to you after it's over with, okay? If you prayed that prayer, you come talk to me after church. If you pray the prayer. Yeah, we're going to do the drawing, but not now. Okay? So go ahead and go back there. Okay? All right. Pastor?
Praise the Lord, and I just want to say, you know, a lot of times when kids come to Christ as adults, we get really cynical that they don't understand. Man, I was saved when I was six, and I know God talked to me when I was six, and man, I didn't know everything about it at all, just like if you're 30 and you get saved, you don't know everything about it, but I know God changed my life right then, so God is for sure talking to some of these kids tonight. What we want to do right now is I need some helpers. Usually we've had some youth come up, some students. Will, you can help us out. You can come help us out. But what we need to do is we take up a collection for Ronnie every night. This is not, if you're a guest, we're not asking you to give anything. This is just for our church members because we invited him here, so we're going to support him. But if you're a guest here, we're not expecting you to give anything at all, okay? But while they go, just play some music while they pass these plates out, and I'll go get switched up for baptism, so...